This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010. And as always, we love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, or success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. Bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to Mickey Purcell, the president and founder of Walking with Anthony. Mickey is an inspiration and the lifeblood of a movement to bring awareness to spinal cord injury. Every year in the United States, some 10,000 folks have to deal with spinal cord injury themselves. That doesn't include their parents and their friends and their loved ones. We're going to talk to Mickey Purcell about her personal story, about her son. She's the author of a book called Walking with Anthony, and she's going to tell us about her personal story and how she deals with spinal cord injury and what we can all do to help other folks deal with spinal cord injury. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. Mickey Purcell, and then we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team if you want to start a longevity business, have a home-based business, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Check out the business opportunity by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 to order longevity products or to get more information about the home-based business opportunity. That's 866-735-2470. All right, we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. We'll talk to Mickey Purcell about her book, Walking with Anthony, and spinal cord injury at the bottom of the hour. We've been talking about the power of the mushroom. Mushrooms are very misunderstood. Most people, when they, aside from the mushrooms that they eat, don't necessarily think fondly of mushrooms or fungus or mold or yeast. Nonetheless, they play a very valuable and important part of the ecosystem. Without members of the fungal kingdom, we'll say, soil nutrients will be washed away or used up. And in a way, we can think of mushrooms as kind of a holding station for macronutrients for use by plants, by trees, by other members of the plant kingdom. On the other hand, some funguses don't wait for their food sources to be dead, and they can actually be responsible for killing them themselves. And this can be observed as scabs and black marks on fruits and leaves and on trees, on the bark of trees. One of the most notorious of the fungal diseases that affects trees is Dutch elm disease, which is a fungal infection that's carried and spread by beetles, bark beetles. It's kind of like a black plague for elm trees. Elm trees are really beautiful trees that can be found growing in much of the United States, particularly on the East Coast,
They need rich bottom soil. The Great Lake areas have elm trees, and the southern part of the United States has elm trees. There's elm trees in Texas. Since it was first discovered in the 1920s, over 40 million American elm trees have been destroyed by this Dutch elm disease plague. It's considered to be one of the most destructive of all tree fungal infections. When a tree is infected by Dutch elm disease, whole branches will turn yellow and they will die off unless the infected parts of the trees are pruned off. This Dutch elm disease can spread and eventually kill the whole tree. These days they can actually inject special antifungal medications similar to Monistat or Lotrimin or Nizoral that humans use. They're in the same class of antifungals and they're used to combat the problem. But if the tree does die, the fungus still remains, and you have to cut the tree down immediately. Then there's also funguses that produce medicines. Many of these medicinal substances are based on extracts of various fungal species, and these mushroom extracts have antiviral properties. They're used to treat HIV, some of these extracts. They're exploring some of these antiviral extracts for treating coronavirus. These extracts have antibacterial properties, they have anti-tumor properties, they're used for cancer. This is why mushrooms have been used for several thousand years as medicinal treatments for treating cancer. In China, they wrote about treating, not cancer necessarily, but other diseases with medicinal mushroom extracts. This is all based on the fact that in nature, all organisms are always fighting each other. We talked about lectins in the past and this whole idea that plants are fighting predators. Plants are fighting insects and other animals that would eat the plants, and that's why they produce these lectins. Well, it's a jungle out there. And in order to survive, living creatures, whether they're plants or whether they're animals or whether they're bacteria or whether they're funguses, have evolved molecules that help them combat other organisms, other would-be eaters of those plants or animals or bacteria or funguses. Everything's trying to kill each other and everything's trying to eat each other, and nature has provided these prey with various chemical compounds that will prevent predators from eating them. Plants have lectins, animals have acids and enzymes, bacteria produce antifungal, and fungus produce antibacterials. The most famous is one everybody's heard of. The most famous of these fungal-derived antibacterials is penicillin, which was the first antibiotic and is arguably the most important and the most significant advance. The development of penicillin was the most significant advance in the history of pharmacology. Perhaps in the entire world of medicine, it could be argued that penicillin, the development of penicillin or the discovery of penicillin, is the most impactful discovery in the history of medicine. Penicillin comes from a fungus. It comes from the Penicillium fungus. And there's hundreds of species of these Penicillium funguses. You've all seen them. It's the blue-green stuff that's on your oranges in the refrigerator. If you get your oranges from Florida, you stick them in the fridge, you forget to eat them, they're in the bottom of your drawer, you open up the drawer one day and there's a blue-green mold on it. That is the Penicillium fungus. Penicillium is found everywhere in nature, and it's fully capable of surviving in refrigerated temperatures, by the way. If you've ever opened up the fridge and reached for a slice of bread from a package that you've had for several weeks or 3 weeks, you see a little green bluish stuff on the top of it, a furry bluish green coat. You've seen penicillium, and this is what a guy named Alexander Fleming discovered. In 1928, he was a Scottish researcher, and he was researching molds and fungus, and he went on vacation, came back from vacation. He was actually researching, they were studying the Spanish flu. 1928, the Spanish flu was still fresh in the minds of researchers, and they didn't know anything about antibiotics. So they were kind of studying mold and bacteria and trying to figure out what was going on with the Spanish flu. And Alexander Fleming was, like a lot of researchers, researching this stuff. And he went on vacation, and he came home after 2 weeks on vacation. He looked in his Petri dish where he had these bacteria growing, and he noticed that there was this blue-green mold. And where there was blue-green mold, there wasn't bacteria. And so he got to thinking, and he said, I wonder if there's something in this blue-green mold that's killing the bacteria. Well, lo and behold, that's how penicillin was discovered. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got lots of lines open for you. Got all our lines open for you. We've got Nikki Purcell coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be talking to Mickey Purcell, the president and founder of the Walking with Anthony Foundation, the author of the book Walking with Anthony, about her personal story with her son. Walking with Anthony is a foundation that helps people with spinal cord injuries, which affects 10,000 plus people every year in the United States. We've got Mickey Purcell at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls this segment, assuming we have them. So, we're talking about antifungals and antibacterials. Everything in nature is fighting each other. By the way, just reading this article is kind of interesting. A new antifungal compound that works even on treatment-resistant fungi has been discovered in the microbiome of squid. Fungal infections affect hundreds of millions of people. Reading from New Scientist magazine, which, by the way, I love New Scientist magazine. It's very, very easy to read. It's got really cool scientific articles if you're interested in that kind of thing. New Scientist is published, I think it's published in, I'm not sure where it's published, actually. But you can get it on newsstands and also on the Internet, New Science Weekly. Fungal infections affect hundreds of millions of people every year. They're a problem for people whose immune system is suppressed. We know that people with HIV are notoriously infected by fungi, especially fungi in the lungs, particularly fungus called Aspergillus, which we're going to talk about here in a couple of days. David Andes of the University of Wisconsin, Madison, Professor David Andes at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, has discovered a compound, which he has named turbinmycin, inside the micro monospora bacteria that lives with sea squirts. I'm telling you, folks, these antiviral and antifungal and antibacterial compounds, these antimicrobial compounds, are found everywhere. And we know of tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of them. They're not all used as medication. But there's so many of them in the rainforest, in the ocean, and in the guts of various animals, in trees, and in herbs. Before we went to break, we were talking about the discovery of one of these incredible molds called penicillin, at least one of the extracts from the mold, the penicillin mold. A Scottish researcher named Alexander Fleming was studying the influenza virus after 10 years or so after the end of the Spanish flu. He went on vacation, came back from vacation, he found his petri dish was covered with mold, and where there was mold, there were no bacteria. He started to study this thing. The idea, we didn't really know much about infection. Infection, the whole concept of infection and germs and contagion wasn't really understood until the beginning part of the 20th century. And anyway, Alexander Fleming, he was in World War I. He was a captain in the Scottish Army in World War I. And he was obsessed with discovering what exactly was causing infections. World War I was just this horrible, horrible war where hundreds of thousands of people were killed and had amputations and were infected and gangrene. And anyway, Fleming was obsessed with discovering what exactly was causing these infections and what bacteria was and what viruses were. And before he discovered penicillin, he actually discovered something called lysozyme, which is an enzyme that's found in saliva, in tears, and in the skin that has antibacterial properties. So Fleming is studying this stuff. He comes home from a two-week vacation. He noticed that he'd forgotten to put the cover on one of his petri dishes, and when he looked at the petri dish, he saw this blue-white kind of fluffy mass on top of the petri dish, and he looked further, and he saw there were no bacteria there, and he got his kind of scientific creativity juices flowing. And then he isolated the mold. He identified it as a type of penicillium. And as he researched further, he realized that this penicillium mold was actually secreting a substance, a type of penicillium juice, mold juice, that was able to kill bacteria. You can only imagine the kind of excitement he must have felt when it dawned on him that this mold juice was killing bacteria. He named his mold juice secretion penicillin. He won the Nobel Prize for his discovery. And the rest, as they say, is history. Today we sell lots and lots of penicillin. It's the most commonly used drug and the most commonly used antibiotic on the planet. The first patient to be successfully treated with penicillin was an English policeman who was suffering from a strep infection in the blood, and that was 1941. And thus officially began what is called the age, or the golden age, of antibiotics. And to this day, penicillin is the most widely used antibiotic on planet Earth. As important as the discovery of penicillin was and is, from a historical perspective, it was actually not the first fungally derived medicine to be discovered. The first fungally derived therapeutic, the first fungally derived medication to be discovered, was a mold secretion that was developed in China 11 centuries prior to penicillin. In about 200 BC or so. I'm sorry, in about 1200 BC or so. It was used for the spleen and the stomach and to improve digestive health. And you've all heard of this very interesting and very fascinating fungal secretion that was used to treat the digestive system and the spleen in Chinese medicine. It was also recognized to have blood purifying properties, and it was also known to improve cardiovascular health and blood circulation. It also helped facilitate the movement of blood, particularly of sticky, fatty blood. This guy named Hong Chu is credited with discovering it. Its botanical name is Monascus purpurea. And we don't call it Monascus purpurea. We actually call it red yeast rice, because it would grow on rice. The ancient Chinese would actually cultivate the mold on rice, which would then turn this crimson color, this red crimson color, hence the modern term, red yeast rice. And in the 1970s, Japanese researchers, who were especially fascinated by the medicinal properties of various organic molecules and were found in mold, Japanese researchers discovered that this red yeast rice contained a certain byproduct that could affect the biochemistry of cholesterol production. And as the decade progressed, eventually a specific compound called compactin was isolated from this mold, this red rice yeast mold. This compactin was isolated, and they determined that this compactin had particularly powerful effects on blocking an enzyme that was involved in the production of cholesterol as well as blood fats. Some of you guys can see where I'm going here. Unfortunately, compactin only exerted its anti-cholesterol effects on animals, and it was thought to have some cancer-causing properties, so they kind of put it on the back burner there for a little bit, but they got the idea that there might be some other chemicals secreted by this Monascus purpurea fungus that they might be able to use, and soon, after doing some research for a couple of years, they found another chemical in this red yeast rice called monacolin K that could block a specific enzyme known as HMG-CoA reductase. And they found that this monacolin K stuff that was found in the red rice yeast, or red yeast rice, could safely reduce the production of cholesterol. Long story short, by 1979, a company called Merck, which had been doing a lot of research on this stuff, they claimed a patent on this monacolin K substance, which they called by their own trade name, lovastatin, and which they branded as Mevacor. And in 1987, they started selling the stuff, and thus began the age of statin drugs. And this is how statin drugs were developed. They started out as an extract from mold. Long story short, they figured out that this extract could block cholesterol. And the first statin drug, Mevacor, was born. I remember when it came out in 1987. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We got Mickey Purcell coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about her book, Walking with Anthony and Spinal Cord Injury.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C. police said late Wednesday that a security breach at the U.S. Capitol resulted in four deaths, including an unarmed woman who had been shot by Capitol Police. At least 52 arrests were made. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said there will be an extension of the public emergency for the next 15 days.
It gives me the authority to restrict the movement of D.C. residents for an extraordinary event. And so what we do by extending this public emergency by 15 days, in addition to allowing me to organize the operations of our government. We want to put everybody on notice that some extraordinary act by the government that could restrict their movement or their business may be necessary.
The woman shot and killed by Capitol Police has been identified as a 14-year Air Force veteran. Ashley Babbitt was from San Diego, California. USA Radio News.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Chaos in the Capitol. USA Radio News Dan Naraki reports.
Many questions about the security in and around the U.S. Capitol are being raised after the crowd of protesters were able to storm the building. The former chief of Capitol Police says we need to figure out what went wrong. Terrence Gaynor tells CNBC that whatever plans Capitol Police had for crowd control Wednesday failed, and officers moved to their duty of protecting members of Congress and their staff.
I suspect that they had a plan, and they probably wanted to do more security around the campus, put up maybe fences like we would have done on inauguration. I don't know what approval or pushback they got on that, but I do know that there was a problem. We lost the steps. We lost the upper levels of the Capitol, which permitted these the mob to get into the building, and that's a failure. But I will say this, Jeff. I think you have to remember that the primary responsibility of the officers inside of the Capitol is to protect the members and the staff in the process, and they at least took very good care of the members and the staff, even if it was frightening for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Legendary rapper Dr. Dre was hospitalized on Tuesday after reportedly suffering a brain aneurysm. Dre went on social media later in the day thanking his fans for their kind words, saying he's doing great and getting excellent care from his medical team at Caesars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com with a search engine. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. Also, you can go to BrightsideBen.com for our archives. We have 11 years now of archived information with a search engine at BrightsideBen.com and BenFuchsArchives.com. If you miss a program or want to review a topic, BrightsideBen.com and BenFuchsArchives.com. You can also purchase Longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. Got news stories and blog posts, lots of good health information on all our websites. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy. For wound healing. Wound healing equals beauty, and thus our 1,500 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com, truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Truthtreatments.com for our Truth Treatments, and truthreviewed.com if you want to take a look at our reviews. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Mickey Purcell is the author of a book called Walking with Anthony, A Mother's Fight for Her Son. She's also runs the Walking with Anthony Foundation, which helps folks deal with spinal cord injury. Please welcome to the bright side, Mickey Purcell. Hello, Mickey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us on the bright side. So, man, every parent's nightmare. Tell us a little bit about your story, and then we'll talk a bit about spinal cord injury.
Okay. My son, Anthony, was 23 years old. 10 years ago, he dove in the ocean. He was at a Super Bowl in Miami. He was staying at the Shore Club, and he ran into the ocean, dove in, broke his neck, and was paralyzed from the neck down.
Mm. Wow.
A split of... I was in L.A., and I got the phone call. I flew to Miami, and I was at his side for 7 years. He was in ICU, and they finally put him into rehab 30 days later, and I got a tap on my shoulder after being in rehab for 1 week saying, your insurance is not covering this. Tomorrow is your last day.
Oh, my gosh.
We were lucky. This is a parent's nightmare out there. I'm sure anyone who has anyone who's had a spinal cord injury knows what I'm talking about. Insurance does not cover this horrific injury. We were lucky that we had the money to write out a check to Jackson Memorial to keep my son in there. He was no way, shape, mind, physically ready to leave the hospital. In the meantime, I researched where the best rehab was for spinal cord injury, and we found an organization called Project Walk in Carlsbad, California, and we decided to get him there as soon as possible. So we left the hospital immediately, took him to California. When I called, they said that there was a two-month wait. I got the owner on the phone, and I'm very aggressive, and I convinced him to let us come, and I convinced him to train Anthony. So we were very lucky we got him in there. The most important thing when you get a spinal cord injury is you've got to get rehab immediately. It's very expensive. It's $125 an hour, and you need at least 15 hours per week of rehab. Mm. And the traditional rehab in hospitals are not good enough. It's got to be an organization that specializes in spinal cord. Well, what happened was after 6 months of being in that rehab, I realized that parents didn't know what to do. They're thrown to the curb. They have no idea what to do with their loved one. Somebody has to quit work. They need to be with them. They're like infants. You carry them. You do everything. You bathe them. Anything you can think of, you have to do for that person. And when I realized that, when I saw a gentleman drive up in his car with a 16-year-old in the back seat, paralyzed, and they wouldn't let him in because he didn't have the money, and he drove like 16 hours
ago.
Oh,
my gosh.
Another little boy came in with a jar of quarters just to get on the FES bike for 20 minutes, I said, something's got to be done here. So 6 months into Anthony's injury, I went home. He wouldn't leave where we were staying for a year except to go to rehab. He was too embarrassed because he was in a wheelchair. He was a athlete. He was living life to its fullest, working for our company organization, very popular. He was the kid in high school that, you know, everybody wanted to be friends with, and now all of a sudden he's completely paralyzed and can't function. So I, you know, coming in and seeing him on suicide with his computer, I realized I got to get his mind on something else. So I said, I'm going to start a charity. We're going to start a charity, and we're going to help other people. He told me I was out of my blanking mind, and you're out of your mind. I said, Anthony, one day you're going to thank me, but we're going to help other people. You're lucky. We have the money to get you to rehab. We have the money to get you the equipment that you need. We have the money to revamp our home, wheelchair accessible. We have the money to get you the van you need. Nobody has this kind of money, maybe 1% of the population. So I started walking with Anthony, and I knew nothing about charities. I dove in, and we built it into a pretty well-known organization. We've helped change the lives of about 30 people. It cost at least $500,000 for the first year just to get all the supplies you need, equipment, the home revamp. And we've done as much as we can. I get at least 30 requests a month begging me to help them. I can mentor. You know, my son now talks people out of suicide. He's the executive director. Anthony's very involved, and this has really helped his recovery, 150% being involved in this organization. We've met very, very nice people along the way. So I'm, you know, this is my passion. I wrote a book, Walking with Anthony, A Mother's Fight for Her Son, because it really tells you the details of what goes on behind closed doors, what goes on with the family. We were lucky. I have 10 brothers and sisters and 36 nieces and nephews. Anthony had a strong support system. His cousin flew out and lived with him, helped him rehab at home, too. I mean, it takes an army to get somebody back, more independent, healthier, and to get their life back. And I can tell you horror stories of mothers that call me crying where their son committed suicide, overdose. You know, all their friends have abandoned them. I mean, it's very, very sad. And I really think that the medical society has turned their backs on these people in the spinal cord community. They can get healthier. They can get better mentally, physically. They can drive again. Some walk again. And but it costs a lot of money, and they just, insurance maybe covers it for 30 days, and that's it. And it takes years to get back. But, I mean, I if you go to my website, walkingwithanthony.org, you'll see the people that we've helped. You'll see the video of Anthony when he was like a vegetable when this happened. He couldn't move an inch. Today, he's lifting 120 pounds. His upper body is completely back. When this happens, you lose your hands. His hands are back. He doesn't even look like he had an injury, but he's one of the lucky ones. So we are on a mission to help as many people as we can. We can't now, during COVID, we can't have our fundraisers, which is really hurting us. But we did just have a PSA, and we had people like Rick Martin, Siri West, Tua Tagovailoa of the quarterback of the Dolphins, Michelle Wee. So we've had some really good people involved in PSA.
We got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you a few more questions about your son. How old is he, by the way, now?
He's 30.
He's 30?
He just had a birthday.
All right, Mickey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with Mickey Purcell, Walking with Anthony.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Mickey Purcell. Her book is Walking with Anthony, website walkingwithanthony.org. Mickey, your son is 30 years old. Did I hear you say that you can't even tell that he's injured?
He's 32 years old. And now, if you look at him sitting in the wheelchair, he looks totally able.
Wow.
And he's a true inspiration.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What do people do? I mean, you have the resources. What do people do when they don't have the resources?
It's a horrific situation. A lot of them stay in bed all day because they can't do anything. They get very ill. They have infections. They get bed sores. It's terrible. I mean, every person we have helped has progressed dramatically. And, you know, on our website, you know, for example, we have a bride that dove in the ocean on her bachelorette party. She was playfully tossed in the ocean, and she had a severe spinal cord injury. We've helped people in football, young kids, boys who were playing football and got injured. The person we just are helping now was in a motorcycle accident where the car went the wrong way. I mean, you could get people skiing, horseback riding. I mean, you could slip on a banana peel and have a severe injury. This
wow.
is probably the most horrific injury that you could ever have, and it affects everybody in the family. It's crazy. So I don't know who's listening, and I'm sure people out there know people that have had spinal cord injuries. The Christopher Reeve Foundation and the Miami Project raised millions of dollars for research, and I know them all very well. We are one of the very few charities that helps someone right away get help. The person that we're helping now, and I know every rehab in the country. So if somebody got hurt, you know, in Florida, I know where to send them. If, you know, if they get hurt in L.A., Chicago, I know all the really, really good rehabs out there. But the person that we're helping now, he's been in rehab now, I would say, 2 months and he can lift his arm. Now, that's a huge accomplishment that he can. And when I just saw him, I just visited him, he hugged me. He could have never hugged me before. I mean, you know, it's terrible. The rehab works. Rehab gets you back. And you know, he got a grant, and we also awarded him a grant. But, you know, we have to pick and choose. It's sad because so many people come to me. I got a call yesterday. A woman was in Myrtle Beach. It's so emotional for me right now. But she was driving with her little three-year-old, and she got in a horrible car accident. She's totally paralyzed, and she lost her daughter in the accident. Can you imagine? It's just so, yeah, I'm very passionate about it. This is very, very important to me to help as many people as we can. And, you know, even if we don't have the money to help, you know, 30 people, just to change one person's life to get their life back, you can't put a price tag on. And so many people write checks out to very large organizations, but we're an organization where we don't take one penny to anybody. Everybody in this charity is a family member. We just take no money, you know, and one out of 50 people get spinal cord injuries a year. So you can imagine how many people need help.
So you said one out of 50? Wait a minute. One out of 50 people?
Yeah. And the numbers are going up. Yeah. So it's crazy. It's crazy. It's, you know, I used to see somebody in a wheelchair and kind of go, oh, God. But now I go up and I hug them and I say, how did you get the injury? You know, and, you know, one little help of something, like somebody needed a wheelchair desperately. And, you know, and they called me up and said, I can't, my son, I have no money. I picked up the phone and I got her a wheelchair right away. One of the mothers, a poor little boy, was playing Pop Warner football, got hurt and paralyzed. He ended up dying from a bed sore, something so minor, because the mother was single and couldn't turn him every 2 hours. They have to be turned every 2 hours. There's so much work that goes into it, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. They can get, again, healthier, stronger, more independent. My son just got married, when this accident happened, I never in a million years would have thought this kid will ever have a normal life and get married, but he does. He just got married. They're going to have children. He got his life back. And after 7 years being at his side, I got my life back, if you know what I mean.
How many kids do you have?
I have two kids, a daughter and Anthony, and I have three grandchildren. And what I wanted to mention is that my daughter, Jennifer, she lives in Florida, and she's very involved in raising money. She just did a fundraiser for this gentleman, that Daniel, who had the motorcycle accident. Single mother. He was in a hospital for 2 months. They never did anything for him. I found out about it. I flew here, went into the hospital, got an ambulance to take him up to Brooks Medical in Jacksonville, where he started intensive rehab. See, nobody knows what to do. They have no education. They don't have a book. This is a manual for if you get hurt with a spinal cord injury. Nobody knows what to do. So I'll take phone calls all day long and tell people what to do. I may not be able to help them with money, but I can help them with resources. I can be there for them. They're lost. It's a horrible, horrible situation.
That's terrible. That is so terrible. So if people want to help you out, what do they need to do?
They need to go to our website at walkingwithanthony.org, and the PSA is on the front page. You can see the PSA we just did, which is really cool. They scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on our website, because the PSA is still going on, and they can donate. That's the help we need. We need money, and we need lots of money. So, you know, again, helping one person get their life back, you can't put a price on it. So this isn't like the doctor's cancer or having a terminal disease. You know, they can live. They can get better. They can have their life back.
Mm-hmm.
So I also encourage you to go to my website and look at the people I've helped. Look at Anthony's video when he was a vegetable and what he is today. You're going to be amazed his progress. So there's help. We need help. We can get these people back. And with the COVID, they're in bigger danger. They're compromised. Oh. If one of these people gets sick with COVID, it's not good. So we need help.
And how
do
people
buy my book's going to be on Amazon. And, you know, Walking with Anthony, A Mother's Fight for Her Son. I think it's very inspiring. All of your parents out there know that if your kid's happy, you're happy, and you would do anything for your children. But I think that this book is an easy read. It's a good read. It really gives you the insight of what really goes on when this horrible injury occurs.
How about if people have somebody in their lives that has a spinal cord injury and it's already occurred and they're in the middle of it. Can you help them if they've already, it's not like a fresh injury kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have, there's people I know that are 10 years in that start rehab. It's never too late. Never too late.
And how do they get a hold of you? How do they just email you or how do they contact you?
They can email me or they can contact me. If I gave you my phone number and email, you want me to do it right now?
Sure.
Okay, my telephone number is 310-745-0090. And I'm going to repeat it one more time in case you're grabbing a pen. It's 310-745-0090. And my email is Mickey, M-I-C-K-I, at Purcell, P-U-R-C-E-L-L, entertainment.com.
So you're in the entertainment business?
Yeah, and I also have another email, which is even more important, which is the one I am. It's Mickey at walkingwithanthony.org. So those two, that's the one you probably should email me at, because that'll be mine, my website. Mickey, M-I-C-K-I, at walkingwithanthony.org.
Okay, so it's Mickey at walkingwithanthony.org, M-I-C-K-I-E, and then the phone number is 310.
No,
there's no E. M-I-C-K-I. Mickey, M-I-C-K-I, at walkingwithanthony.org, and then the phone number is 310-745-0090.
Perfect.
Good. Oh, gosh, Mickey, what an amazing story. And the book is Walking with Anthony, Walking with Anthony, website walkingwithanthony.org. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side. God bless you, Mickey.
And go order the book. I think you guys will be happy if you read it. It's a very good read and very inspirational. Walking with Anthony, A Mother's Fight for Her Son.
Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. God bless you. All right, that's Mickey Anthony, website walkingwithanthony.org. The book is Walking with Anthony. Her phone number 310-745-0090. Her email, Mickey, M-I-C-K-I, walkingwithanthony.org. Just hug your kids, folks, and be thankful for everything you have. There's so much stuff that can go wrong in the world. All right, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.